God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Word of Life with the Lord's General, Prophet John Anoche.
Word of Life broadcast with Prophet John Anoche is made possible by partners of John Anoche Ministries.
A people come, great and strong, the like of whom has never been, nor will ever be. Oh, Hill City, let the Garden of Eden before us, where a great privilege of awakening to a life of new wine, wheat, and oil is released. Partake of the powers of the age to come.
His words, the power is in me, and the authority has invested in me.
The Lord's General, Prophet John Anoche, and the Holy Colonial Family, every Sunday at 8:30 GMT at the Tree of Life Service. Worldwide Word, raising people to function like Christ Jesus.
Word of life.
Declaration for the day.
Father, I decree and declare that this month I usher your people into a divine security now in Jesus' name. Your life is preserved. Your spiritual life, your natural life is preserved on earth in the name of Jesus. In your going and your coming in your household you are preserved. Your wife, your husband, your children, members of your household, because of you they are secured in the name of Jesus. Their destinies are secured in the name of Jesus. And I speak by the blood of covenant, they will prosper. You will prosper in the name of Jesus. In everything that the Lord has ordained for you, you will enjoy them in the name of Jesus Christ. You shall make merry in the name of Jesus Christ. In your business, prosper. Receive financial favors. Receive financial favors. In the name of Jesus. Let glories, treasures, finances be channeled to your accounts. Be channeled to your address. Now in the name of Jesus. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Be favored in the name of Jesus. Let this month be characterized with endless testimonies in your lives. In Jesus' name. This month, let the Lord cause you to meet your husbands. Let the Lord cause you to meet your wives. Let the Lord cause you to meet your business partners. In this month, let the Lord cause you to receive special favors. The anointing has set men apart. I receive it in the name of Jesus. That anointing has come upon you. You will walk worthy of the Lord.
Light the world with the word of life. Word of life.
Welcome to the Word of Life live broadcast with Prophet John Anoche, the prelate of the Worldwide Word Ministries, the Hill City Church, and the John Anoche Ministries. I'm Apostle Chris Widerman. I'm here live in the studio with the anointed prophet of God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we bless your name. We extol thee. Thank you for your mercies that are new this morning. Thank you for your word of God, which is coming to us today. Thank you, Father, for granting a servant utterance to speak your word boldly as you are to speak it. And we thank you, Lord, that our spirits are open, our minds receptive to your word. And we thank you that we're blessed by your living word in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's always a joy and a blessing to come your way. The man of God has been prepared by God Almighty for these end times to be a voice, hallelujah, a trumpet sounding the word of God, the mysteries of the living God. Hallelujah. I want you to get your Bible right now, get your notebook, get your tablet, whatever you need to take down some notes, because you're going to learn truth from the word of God. If you happen to be watching us on your TV set right now, kindly go to Facebook. Our page on Facebook is John Anoche Ministries Incorporated. So you can share the broadcast for others to be blessed along with you. Hallelujah. We're also on our YouTube channel right now, Prophet John Anoche. You need to subscribe to that YouTube channel so you can be blessed by the many videos that have been uploaded there for your benefit. Hallelujah. Also, whenever we go live, we're also live on our YouTube channel, which is Prophet John Anoche. This broadcast is interactive, so at a point, we'll open up the phone lines. If you have a question, you can phone in. If you have a comment or a contribution, you're free to do so. But please do well to be very concise. Amen. As the others who also want to get in a word or ask a question. So when you call, be succinct, and the man of God will address your question or receive your contribution. Hallelujah. Good morning, General.
Yes, good morning, Apostle.
It's great to see you today, and you're looking dapper today.
We bless the name of Jesus.
We thank God. You are eating the glory of God, man of God.
Amen.
We thank God for your life.
Amen.
And the truth of God's word that you teach is really making impact all over the world. Every now and then you get messages coming into our page on Facebook and to the even the WhatsApp page, people testifying to the glory of God, what the ministry has done and how blessed they've been. And you know, just the last week, right from the Global Prayer Palace right through to the Tree of Life service, just the move of the Spirit, you know, it was amazing. People were like, wow, like the man of God just moving through the people by the Spirit of God and just prophesying to people, giving people the word of the Lord. Healings were taking place, deliverance. It's very rare that you find people, you know, comfortably seated way beyond the usual time because normally now we close early, but because of what they were witnessing, the power of God that was there, tangible, and then the manifest presence of God, even the worship. You found people glued to their seats, and then there's like they wanted more. Even you wanted to close now, and people didn't want to close. That just goes to show the power of the living word when the word of God is coming under the anointing of the Holy Spirit and when the Spirit of God Himself is moving. Now, over here, I've been teaching us about the formation of the feet, the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, and people, as usual, are excited in their spirits, and we want to learn more. What exactly? Because we've heard about the body of Christ for so many years through many great men of God, but we've never really had teachings about just the feet and how the feet is quite unique from the body, even though it's a part of it. So we're really intrigued by this subject, and would like to know more. Praise God.
Yeah, hallelujah. I want to welcome all of you to today's Word of Life live broadcast. Yes, it's very important. We want to bless the name of Jesus for the move of the Spirit.
Sure.
These are the things we talked about and we've been talking about. And so to witness it, we want to bless Jesus for His power that is at work. Amen.
Amen.
And it's all about Him. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
In this end time, we're glorifying the Lord Jesus Christ. We're making His name great.
Yes, sir.
He's already great in the world.
Mm-hmm.
A president was asked if he was the most popular person, and he said it was Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Yes. And we want to bless the Lord Jesus for His kindness and love towards us. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. And He's the one who works in us both to will and to do of His good pleasure.
Sure.
And so we are used as His vessels.
Mm.
The Bible says if you purge yourself, you become a vessel of gold. You then become a vessel of honor.
Yes.
Yes, and we have to be fit for His use. Amen. So we just want to bless Him. It is Him that has counted us worthy. Amen.
Amen.
So we bless Jesus for this. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Apostle, it's very important. We started sharing the message on the feet. It's part of the revelations of the end time, eschatological timelines of God.
Okay.
Where we need to make the people understand the importance of each part of the body and also the feet.
Mm.
And especially when people are worried and people are, it's normal for people to worry about what they are seeing and what they are witnessing and what the fear they are anticipating is due to the fact that they feel that this last generation that have come, these millennials, won't be able to make it because they are not submitting enough. They are not, they are not being harpooned, you know, like they are not being kind of succumbing to the pressures of the times. And they, in spite of this, they are living their lives in quote carelessly, you know, and even the way they speak boldly as though like, you know, they own the world and and all of that. It's like they are concerned.
Mm.
And it's a, if it's a legitimate concern, we want to bless the name of Jesus.
Mm.
But you see, we cannot work the works of Jesus, all right, if we don't understand his agenda. We cannot help Jesus. We cannot add on to what he has done. We cannot even align into what he's doing if we don't understand anything about his agenda. And that is the reason why we must teach this word so that people can understand it. I bless the name of Jesus, and I thank God that people are recognizing and, you know, now talking about an army being, you know, army and army and army and army. Thank God, because people are, if they are catching the message, I thank God.
Yes.
But you see, and there is a structure of his army, all right? There is a structure and formation of the army. And the Bible says the army, they don't break ranks, all right? That means that this kind of army is perfect in their exploits. They are perfect or excellent in their attacking and their defense, you know? That's what you have to, because if an army doesn't break ranks and doesn't break formation, it means that the revelations they carry is a lot. It's enormous. Amen.
Amen.
So that is what it means. So it's important for us to make the Church of Jesus Christ understand where we are, the people we have come, the things they are about to do, so that they don't conflict with that. Amen.
Amen.
So the worries of people and all of that, you know, would have to be put to rest. That's all. So that it becomes intercession rather than escalating worries and fears. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
A lot of people have worried for us.
The word says be anxious for nothing.
Yes. So we have to be on the side of the word. Be anxious for nothing.
Yes.
In everything, pray.
Yes.
By prayer and supplication.
With
thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God. Yes. So your worry to be made like a request before God. So that God will show you that in dreams, especially the elders, that they will be shown in dreams. You are not supposed to worry at all. Jesus has taken everything, you know, and all of that. I wish that there was going to be a recap so that we will just dwell on, because it's been 2 weeks now since we started this particular way.
Yes,
and I don't know whether last week it was a repeat because of the time that we finished service, we couldn't, you know, make it. So what I will begin to talk about is the fact that the last two weeks, I think on the 25th or so, we talked about the seed that is being formed. It's a new topic we started. Okay. And we began to share some components in the Bible. All right. So I remember saying that the Bible uses, okay, in the prophetic books, even in Jesus' ministry, and the ministry of several prophets, and they use these symbols to describe, you know, certain agendas, you know, to symbolize certain things in the Bible. For example, I talked about the tree, the vine, the branches, the fig trees, the, you know, all of them are used to represent an agenda in the Bible. It represents something in the Bible. I talk about the temples. Stones are being used. The book of Peter says that we all, as living stones, we are being used to build, you know,
a house for God.
Yes. Okay, and he uses rocks, stones, and all of that. Moses said, "The Lord our God is the rock." All right, you know, and the book of, if 1 Corinthians chapter number 10, you know, from the verse 1-4, reveals that they all pass through that, you know, that spiritual, you know, water.
Yes.
That came from the rock, and that rock was Christ.
Yes, sir.
So he uses these symbols to indicate personalities and images and all of that. And so when it comes to this particular one, he uses the head, the body, and the feet.
The feet.
All right. Okay. So the Lord specifically talked about the body, and then he added the feet.
Sure.
But Many people have not noticed this feet issue. Okay, so but we will look into the Bible.
Hallelujah.
So that the scriptures themselves will answer for themselves.
Sure.
The scriptures themselves will answer for themselves.
Mm.
Now, like I'm addressing the scripture here as a person, because Jesus addresses the scripture as a person.
Sure.
He said the scripture reveals, you know, Jesus himself. Mm. Amen.
Amen.
So like here, and I give a lot of examples of scriptures to that effect. But one of the ones, that I wanted us to read is this one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is this one, okay? Remember, I said something that all of us, we are supposed to develop the fullness of Christ.
Yes.
The fullness of Christ into him. And if you read the book of Galatians chapter number 3, verse 27, it says, as many as believe, have put on Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You have put on Christ. So he presents Christ here as a garment.
Yes.
So you have on. Yes, you have put on Christ. So when you put on a garment, no part of your body should show.
Mm.
So you put on the fullness of Christ upon you. Amen.
Amen.
And when we read the book of Ephesians, also he says something like that. Now, but the book of Ephesians, chapter number 4, verse 11 to 13, talks about you developing to the fullness of the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Yes. You understand? Yes. A measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Yes, yes.
So we are supposed to develop the fullness of Christ.
Mm.
That is what we are supposed to do.
Hallelujah.
Yes. So it is an assignment given unto us. Okay. Now, so, and we know that Jesus is the head and we are the body.
Yes.
Let's read a scripture like the book of Colossians chapter 1 verse 18, where Jesus said we are the head, and Ephesians 1:22 also talks about the same thing. Praise God. I'll give you three scriptures and then we'll read all.
Colossians chapter 1 verse 18.
Yes, sir.
And he is the head of the body.
And he is the head of the body.
Yes.
Yes.
The church.
The church.
Who is the beginning?
Who is the beginning?
The firstborn from the dead.
Okay, the firstborn from the dead. So here Jesus is, we are told that Jesus is the firstborn from the dead.
Yes.
Now there are two revelations in that particular scripture. He talks about the firstborn over all creation.
Yes.
And he talks about the firstborn from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
So firstborn over all creation brings a different revelation.
Yes.
And the firstborn from the dead also talks about the new creation.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
So he is over the first creations of everything, and he is also over the last creation of everything. The firstborn from the dead, which is the new creation.
Yes.
He said, in Christ, in God, what matters is the new creation.
Mm.
Not the law, not all these bondage things. It's the new creation. Now, so you have to understand that Jesus is the firstborn over, from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus is the first over all creation.
Sure.
So if he's the first over all creation, we need to prove it through scriptures.
Mm.
If he's the firstborn from the dead, we need to also prove it through scriptures.
Sure.
The firstborn from the dead, that means he's the first person who died and had to be raised back to life.
Mm.
So therefore, he is the captain of those who have resurrected from the dead, or who will resurrect from the dead. That's what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
And the firstborn over all creation means that he was there before all creation.
Yes.
Yes. So these are two scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
So if people are using it, then they have to give us the revelation about the firstborn over all creation and the firstborn. Do you understand the point now? So if therefore people say that if people say that before all creation, there used to be other creation that were there before all of this. You say pre-Adamic era.
Yes.
Then it makes the scriptures of God false.
Mm.
And the scriptures cannot be broken.
Cannot.
All right?
Sure.
So the Bible talks about it. So therefore, if we're talking about there were people who were in existence in the pre-Adamic era, okay?
Sure.
I hope people will review this word.
Yes.
If there were people in the pre-Adamic era, these are questions I want to ask. Number one, then those pre-Adamic era are not, are they under the sin of Adam? If they are not therefore under the sin of Adam, therefore are they also of the dispensation of grace of Jesus? Can they also receive Jesus, the forgiveness of their sin? Because since they are not under the pre-Adamic, they are not under Adam's era, because they are pre-Adam. They were existed before, they were there before Adam. A presupposes that they are not of the race of Adam or of the lineage of Adam, therefore they are not sinful nature. So if they are not sinful nature, do they require the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ to make it to heaven? Or they are not a part of the agenda of God? So I want to ask questions, okay? Think when people are, you know, people are bringing topics to teach, they don't consider, they have to tell their people so that people ask them questions. Since their minds cannot, you know, run them through all the things of the scriptures, okay? So that they you know, the Bible talks about something. His invisible attributes are clearly seen. Being understood by the things that have been created. That have been created. So that they are without excuse. Nobody is with excuse. Whether you are born before or after, whatever you think you are without excuse. Because there were signs of God's existence, but he chose to worship idols. Okay, good. Abraham saw idols, but he was looking for God. And God located him. That's what the Bible says. Amen. So let's go ahead and let's, you know, so when you read that scripture, that's what I'm just explaining to people, so people can get it. Amen. And, you know, so you read Colossians. I want us to read Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22.
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22.
Yes, sir.
And he put all things under his feet.
Okay.
And gave him to be head over all things to the church.
So, God put everything under Jesus' feet.
Yes.
Okay. Now, Jesus himself as a person is the head.
Yes.
His body is the church. But all the time when we talk about his body, we don't include his feet. But the all the things that Jesus was given, God gave him. He put all things, he gathered everything and put it under his feet. His feet. And his feet also is part of his body.
Yes.
His feet is part of his body.
Yes, sir.
That's what the Bible says. All right? So if his feet is part of the body, what does the feet represent? Since we know what the head represents, what the body represents, what about the feet? What about the feet? All right. So in the Bible will give us answers. Let's go also to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Okay, from the 24 to 28. I'm giving all these scriptures so that we can understand that the Bible has already captured these things as scriptures. So it can't be broken. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now let's go ahead.
1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse 24.
Yes.
Then comes the end.
Then comes the end.
When he delivers the kingdom to God the Father.
Okay.
When he puts an end to all rule and all authority and power.
So the Bible is giving us a pictorial view of the end. Then comes the end. When he put an end to all rule and power.
And authority.
And authority. But before then, everything must be put under his what? Feet. Okay, so read on. That's what you are reading.
Verse 25.
Yes.
For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet.
So he must reign until he has put all enemies under his feet. Yes. So Jesus must reign until God, the Holy Spirit, has put all things under his what?
His feet. Yes.
Now remember that Jesus is in heaven, the heavens of heaven. He is seated above the heavens. His body is on the earth. Where is his feet? So these are questions I want to ask. The same way I'm asking about the pre-Adamic era. A lot of young people send me messages about that to answer them. And I didn't type anything. Okay? I just chuckled and closed that chapter. Because they are not studying the word of God. So today, I'm giving them questions to answer them. Okay? Like Jesus went to ask questions. The elders, their question, was asking them questions. He was not being the one providing answers. He was just asking questions. If you say this, then what about this? If you say that, then what about that? So we are asking questions. If if there are people on earth who are from the pre-Adamic era, and they are part of us, and we are supposed to preach the gospel to everybody so that the people who receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, their sins are forgiven them. Mm-hmm. I want to ask a question. Do those people who were living in the pre-Adamic era also need salvation, since they were not part of Adam, mm-hmm. and that in Adam all sin and yeah. die? So, but they are not from Adam, so yes. they did not sin and die. So, do they need Christ now? Like, how would their salvation be and all yes. of that? Like, have you asked yourself? You know, you are complicating things. You don't understand who told you this? Like, the Bible says Jesus is the first. He's the first over all creation.
Yes.
He's the first over all creation.
Yes.
First over. So if there was any pre-Adamic era, he is. And in fact, in actual fact, he's also called the second Adam.
Yes.
But the Bible says he was revealed as the second. But he was there.
Yes.
Okay, good. So when it comes to the revelation of Jesus on earth, he is the second Adam to come. But when it comes to the creation order,
yes.
Jesus is the first.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
If we stick with the word, we'll be safe.
Stick with the word.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
You know, in the beginning, God created the heavens
mm-hmm.
and then the earth.
Yes.
When God was creating the earth and making all the formations of the earth and the element of the earth, it's in the Bible. You can see it. There was no, but the Bible said, okay? And people have heard, fantastic ministers of God. Thank you, Jesus. That's why I'm asking questions. I respect them a lot. So I'm asking questions so they can answer themselves, come back and teach the word of God with clarity. Mm. Amen.
Amen.
Clarity and alacrity. Amen. Thank you, Father. Let's go ahead, Apostle.
Verse 26.
Yeah.
The last enemy that will be destroyed is death.
So the last enemy that will be destroyed is death. Mm-hmm. Okay, but he must do what?
For he has put all things under his feet.
Yes.
But when he says all things are put under him, it is evident that he who puts all things under him is accepted.
So it's only God
yes.
who was not put under Jesus' feet.
Yes.
So if they are pre-Adamic people, okay, it's only God himself who put all things under Jesus' feet. He himself is accepted.
Yes.
But every one of them was put under. So if they were pre-Adamic people, they are without sin, yet they are put under Jesus' feet. Where, like, capture it. You know, except you don't understand the term redemption and the price of redemption. You know, you think God lacks ideas. No. He's given you what he has given you. You have to understand the word of God. Amen. You know, people are getting confused and all of those things, you know. And when you start highlighting these things, and then people start hitting you. Why would you hit me? I didn't teach you. I'm also the one who taught. You were the one who taught the word. And you see, people are asking questions. The generation want to know. The millennials want to know. And I'm sent into this millennia, so I must provide answers through the scriptures.
Yes.
For the scriptures cannot be broken. John's words can be broken. The scriptures can be broken. So I use the scriptures to answer the Bible questions.
Yes, sir.
That's all. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead, Apostle.
Verse 28.
Yes.
Now, when all things are made subject to him,
okay,
then the Son himself will also be subject to him.
So, when all things are put under Jesus' feet, Jesus will submit to God who put all things under his feet.
Yes,
all right.
That God may be all in all.
And there is a revelation of Jesus and God and may be all in all.
Yes.
So, I want to ask the question. They say, you know, this is what reveals to you that, so where is a person? Like, where is the third person? You see, the Bible did not say those things. All right. Mm. But men have brought their own theology, added it to the scriptures.
Mm.
So, because if a scripture reveals the identity of God, there should be the finality of everything.
Yes, sir.
So, in the beginning, if God reveals himself as three persons, in the end, he must also cap himself into three personalities into one. But in the beginning, we see God and the Spirit. So God the Word spoke, and the God the Spirit moved.
Yes.
And then in the end of everything, remember this scripture is giving us the end of things.
Mm.
That when all things are put under Jesus' feet,
yes.
Jesus himself submits unto God.
Lord, yes.
And he says, these are two personalities mentioned. And he says what? God will be all in all.
Yes.
Okay? But because people have written books, they must defend their title.
Mm.
You don't want to go there. Okay, you don't want to go there. But let people open up their spirit and their eyes to the scriptures of God. You see, it's that is the problem. When God has put something there, for example, the Bible put, you know, Paul, Apostle Paul, was teaching the people of Corinth. He wrote letters to the people of Corinth concerning the kind of things that they were going through in the formation of the churches at the time.
For more information, visit www.johnanochiministries.org, www.worldwidewordministries.org, or call 0302-507-154 or 0540-996-670. This broadcast is made possible by partners of John Anoche Ministries.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233-26-767-6055 +233-26-767-6055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com info@godswordforus.com.